We have the story of two mothers who weep over their children. We are in the midst of a time right now where many mothers are weeping over their children. We are in the midst of the 40 days for life. It's important that we are mindful that there are many mothers who are weeping over the fact, not that their children are dead, but that they have children in the first place and do not know what to do with them, do not know how to love them or care for them. Remember, as we began these 40 days for life, your pastor and I made an appeal to you to spend some time there praying so that these mothers might have courage not to go through with the evil that the evil one has placed upon their hearts. Abby Johnson, when she came and spoke to us, she reminded us that when there is even just a single person silently praying, with nothing else even than but rosary beads in their hands, 3/4 of those women do not show. She says that they see that somebody else cares, and so they turn away. Or even more so, in the invisible sphere, the work of the evil one is not able to encourage them towards such a wicked end. I encourage you to pray and to go, to be there, to weep on behalf of those who do not weep for their children yet, for soon will come the time when they will. Even just last night, a certain individual from this parish told me about a woman who I'm already praying for, who was in a difficult place within her first pregnancy, child still needing prenatal care and is in dire straits in my home state, my hometown, in fact. I was praying for the child to be taken to receive holy baptism from a family who has left the practice of the faith. I was informed last night that this woman has just found out that she's pregnant again. And what is not in her mind comes from the heart of a mother, but comes from the evil one. And she is already thinking of taking the life of that child. Please pray for that child. Pray for that mother. Pray for that one still yet unborn, and so many countless others in our nation and throughout. The Lord desires to have mercy upon those, and he makes use of our prayers to gain those mercies for those mothers. And with the rest, the time that we have, I will give you just some simple words to continue what we spoke about you on Sunday, about dealing with sorrow. Instead of dealing with that sorrow which is sinful, what about that sorrow which just leads the soul into dark places? That sorrow which leads the soul into despondency, which many of us have after great falls that occur within our lives, immense disappointments, or maybe even like the women here within the readings, at the death of a loved one, a child, a mother. Listen to the words of St. John Chrysostom, doctor of the church. He writes this letter to one by the name of Olympia. He says, quote, "However much we are stretched by our trials, so much do our consolations increase, giving us firmer hopes for the future. For now everything is flowing along well with us, and we are sailing with four winds. Who could have foreseen this? Who could have foretold reefs and shoals, whirlpools and hurricanes all threaten shipwreck? A moonless night, the darkest gloom, precipices and crags lurking beneath the waters. And yet, through all of this, we are settled, sailing on in such seas that we are no worse off than a ship rocking into a safe harbor. Taking all these things into account, therefore, most beloved of God, be lifted up above all the tumults and all the billowing waves. Do not give yourself over to the tyranny of despair, but rather conquer the storm with reason. You can do it, for the surging of the seas is not stronger than your ability to master it. Therefore, in reflecting upon these things, scatter the cloud of despondency. Consider this, that the pleasant and sorrowful things of this present life are altogether passing away. If the gate is narrow and the way is hemmed in, still it is a way. There is a path forward. And now, escaping from the earth, and especially from the bond of this earthly flesh, open the wings of your wisdom, not letting it be submerged by the shadows and smoke, nor drawn down earthward, meditating upon these things within yourself, most beloved of God, throw off this heavy burden of despondency. And so it is in the midst of whatever sorrow that betakes us. The Lord always provides a way forward if we allow Him in the gift of our reason to see that He has provided a way forward. Do not allow the trials which stretch you thin, or the rough waters which seem to capsize everything within your life, have mastery over you. For the Lord God does provide a way, even if it be narrow. For we can take consolation in this, that narrow is the way that leads unto salvation. And even if it be few are they that find it, you're here, so you have indeed found it. And the Lord God desires your goodness far greater than you could ever even ask for or imagine. Lift up your eyes, for it is there, from what hangs above the altar, that your salvation comes, the cross of Christ, who did all this for thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.